the bridge is almost complete. We don't have the handrails yet. We're patiently waiting on those. But so far as the naming issue is concerned, I mean, council has been very, very clear in its view on four separate occasions. Whilst the minister may have hoped the council might have configured a different response, the council has been adamant that the bridge bear Ivan's name. His political posture in this, I think, almost beggars belief at this point, because he has set himself in stark contrast to the democratically expressed wish of the people of Strabane and Derry.
It's unclear what's going to happen next in terms of Stormont. We have faced the possibility of Mervyn Storey potentially resigning his ministry. What then, if that happens?
That poses a couple of interesting scenarios, I suppose, because the attitude coming from the minister's office is very much a ministerial attitude, as opposed to a departmental one in my reading of it. And it would be interesting if matters were handed over to departmental officials. I don't believe that there would be the same almost obsessive interest in what Strabane people call their local pedestrian bridge. I think this is very much a party political stunt by the minister. I think that it poses questions about his ministerial code and his conduct in relation to this. And I think the department may well have a very different and far more pragmatic view on it. But that's not to say that that's what will happen. I mean, we don't know, and we shouldn't in Strabane be subject to the vagaries of what's happening at Stormont. I believe that the minister, even at this 11th hour, really would be well advised to look again at the role he's taken in this whole scenario, depoliticise it, because it doesn't belong in the party political arena. It belongs in the arena of a town which wants to honour one of its sons who have done great things throughout his lifetime, and people want to honour that and respect it and mark it with the naming of this iconic bridge after him. I think that's where it should belong. And the minister, even at this very late hour, in the throes of whatever political machinations are going on in Stormont, should be urged to reconsider by anyone who has common sense, who works near.